Big Finish for the love of stories.
Benji.
Greetings to you all. I'm Benji Clifford. He's Nick Briggs. True. This is Big Finish, audiobooks, audio drama, and this podcast for the love of stories.
Oh, in a moment, Benji and I will be chatting about the Sirens of Time and anything else that occurs to us.
Then it'll be time for the Good Review Guy, reviewing the reviews of Unit, Brave New World, Visitants, featuring Angela Bruce as Brigadier Winifred Bambera.
Year 2000, eh?
Then we go behind the scenes with this week's epic release for the 7th Doctor Adventures, The Last Day, Part 2, starring Sylvester McCoy as the Doctor, with a huge list of amazing guest cast and characters, including Edward Peel as Kane. You know, the Frosty fellow.
Yeah.
I don't mean Frosties as in... Anyway, this is out on Tuesday, the 25th of June.
So this story is an absolute mammoth epic.
That'll be great. Following that, more from listeners' emails sent to podcast@bigfinish.com, featuring your entertaining electronic missives.
I love it when missives feature.
Good work.
Also available this week, out on Thursday, the 27th of June, Torchwood, The Restoration of Catherine by James Goss, featuring the irresistible teaming up of Norton Folgate and Andy Davidson. Time travel capers with, as James Goss puts it, no scenery left unchewed. Huzzah!
I am Tom Price, and I am playing, fingers crossed, Sergeant Andy Davidson.
Then, of course, it'll be time for the Randomoid Selectatron, delivering a random release with a 25% discount dutifully attached to it by Big Finish content manager, Jackie Emery. Now, the actual release is a closely guarded secret, although here's a heavy hint.
Lazy days on the beach.
And finally, as always, we round off the podcast with a free 15-minute drama tease. And this week, it's the 7th Doctor Adventures, The Last Day, Part 2, by Matt Fitton and Guy Adams.
Are things getting worse up there? Excuse me? Oh, that's weird. You do know that button, that big red button, wasn't there before, don't you? Oh, what have I got to lose?
Voice control system activated.
Yes, for the first time in recent history, not by Tim Foley. That's...